The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
I found that a man can get just as drunk on water as he can on land.
And now, here he is, the chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you. The meeting of the Laugh Club will come to order.
Mr. Holtz.
Yes, Ginger?
Mr. Holtz, in spite of what you say about me, you like me. Check?
Check.
And you think I'm being underpaid. Check?
Check.
And you wouldn't want me to skip. Check?
Check.
So you'll give me a raise this week. Check? I knew that check would bounce.
Oh, Ginger, Ginger, I don't know what I'm going to do about you. Here's a little story about Sam Lapidus. He walks into a restaurant on the Lower East Side, and under his arm, he has a book. He sits down, he starts to read the book. The waiter comes over, he says, you're the police, if you'd be so kindly. Lapidus says, I'm in the mood to rest in a restaurant. The waiter says, anybody's coming, he is eaten. He says, now, what do you like? You like herring or liver? Lapidus says, I like liver. The waiter says, you like noodle soup or borscht? He says, I like borscht. The waiter says, you like meat or fish? He said, according to the season. He says, you like some coffee or some tea? Lapidus says, I like senke. Well, sir, he eats up all the food, and the waiter comes in. He sums up the check. He lays it on the table. Lapidus knocks it off. The waiter picks it up, lays it on the table. Lapidus knocks it off. The waiter picks up the check, very much perturbed. He says, there's a difference between you and me for an 85 cents. Lapidus said, that's the way it's going to be. He said, I refuse to pay. The waiter said, why? He said, I didn't order anything. You asked me what I like, and I told you. Oh, the waiter said, a wise guy, eh? Says, we'll straighten you out. We'll straighten you out. He goes to the back of the restaurant. He says, oh, boss, oh, Mr. Wolkowicz. In comes the boss. Says, what seems to be the difficulty? The waiter says, the man ate up the food and gave a refusal. The boss said, how come you all, he was from Kentucky, how come you all are giving a refusal? Lapidus says, I didn't order. The man asked me what I like. I told him he brought it in. I ate it up, would have spoiled anyway. The boss said, you are right on a technicality. He says, I wonder if you'll do me a favor. Lapidus says, as you desire me. The boss said, across the street is a man named Schwartz. Got a restaurant like mine. I hate him worse than poison. He says, here's a dollar. Go over and do the same thing to Schwartz. Lapidus says, I can't. He gave me $2 to do it to you.
Gee whiz, Mr. Holtz. I sure wish I knew where I could get some money.
Well, why don't you try some loan company?
Oh, I did, Mr. Holtz, but it didn't work out.
Really? Why not?
Well, since the atom bomb, they require 10 co-signers, each one living in a different part of the world.
Now, isn't that ridiculous? Meetings adjourned.